Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am obsessed with helping small business owners, coaches, and consultants find their way to consistent revenue. Everyone I work with has a passion to use their talents to serve others. They just want to make an impact, yet they find themselves so often just running after business. Let's change that. Join us on Unstoppable Women in Business, where each episode we talk about how to create consistent revenue, make more money, and make more impact, all at the same time. Hey, there are three reasons why you may not make your revenue goal this year. Did you know that according to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 80% of businesses that start this year will end the year? 80%. That means 20% of them may fail during their first year of being open. 45% will fail in their first 5 years, and it goes higher than that. So today's episode is all about avoiding becoming one of these statistics. In case you're new to my channel, I'm Susan Trumpler, and I am so happy that you're here. I personally just celebrated my 5th year anniversary of Unstoppable Women in Business coaching practice. And it's my 10th anniversary in my other business called Beyond ROI. So technically, I have been able to dodge those statistics myself, but it wasn't easy. There were a lot of bumps along the way. And I wanted to share with you today three things that can stop you in your tracks when it comes to hitting your revenue goals, because revenue goals is all about selling and being able to sell. And I know that no one who's an entrepreneur, well, almost no one, went into business to become professional salespeople. And yet, that's where we find ourselves almost always. So revenue doesn't happen by accident. You have to work at it, and you have to keep your eye on the targets in order to make them happen. But these three places that I found to be tricky for myself and for my clients, it's so important to keep them at top of mind, watch out for them when they happen, and then have some strategies in order to overcome them when you do find yourself in a situation that is less than optimal for your business. So let's get started with the one that is super common, especially for women: the need to be perfect. There are not too many people who can escape this absolute insidious need to make things perfect. I just remember when I was a kid and I used to bring home my report card from school, and I was an average student. I'd have some A's, maybe even an A+ here or there, but there was a good share of B's that came home. And I just remember my parents being like, "What are these B's? Why couldn't you have all A's?" And I think that is just an example of how we as a society have expectations on people. We want, you should have achievements, and you should be able to do well all the time. You have to look properly. You know, there's standards of beauty out there. Are you thin enough? Are you strong enough? Are you behaving properly? Be quiet. Don't brag. There's all of these expectations. And sometimes, especially as women, there are certain qualities that are seen as appropriate for women. And there's some pressures that can lead us to strive for perfection so that we're not judged as being not good enough. It comes from the media. It comes from our family. It comes from society in general, from movies. Think about the last movie you went to see on the big screen, and these people are beautiful and their skin is flawless and they live these lives that look like amazing. So of course, if you aren't reaching that level of perfection, you tend to feel inadequate. And we fall into this place where our self-worth is in question. And we're our harshest. You know this, we're our harshest judges of ourselves. But when we internalize this and we make ourselves out to be not as good as others, we can definitely fall into a trap where nothing that we do feels good enough. Now, this is a big risk to your business, and there's a few ways that it shows up. And the first risk is in regards to being creative. In order to be successful in business and to really get out there and differentiate yourself from others, creativity is so important. You need to stand out from the crowd, have your own point of view, have a way of expressing yourself that makes you a little bit unique. But if you're always worried about being judged, you actually will shut your creativity down and you will put out what's considered a bland message, right? So in essence, the second risk that you face is what you do put out is not going to be interesting to anyone because it is not on the edge. It's not out there saying, this is what I believe in, and this is the way I believe it should be done. You back off from your message a little bit, and it starts to sound watered down and weak. So you don't attract the audience or the followership that you need in order to generate the type of revenue that is important to your business. Now, there's another risk that perfectionism brings, and that's the risk of not doing anything at all. So there's times when you do start to produce something and you stop yourself in your tracks because you don't believe it's good enough. And you're not putting out the type of work on a consistent basis that will attract the people you need to become clients. So there's a risk of perfectionism that really takes its toll on our business because we are not producing the quality or the quantity of sales and marketing messages that we need to in order to attract the clients that we need to. So what's the answer? And I know this is going to sound funny. I'm going to go back to that report card. Let's get comfortable with doing B minus work. Let's just wipe it out of our brain that A plus is the only thing that's acceptable. Because here's the thing I want you to remember. There are people out there that need what you offer. They have a problem. You've got something that will solve that problem. And it is probably good enough just the way it is. But if you do not put yourself out there and you do not share what you have, they'll never know about it. There's an entire pool of people that could be your clients that you're not able to help because of this need to be perfect. I know it sounds simple, but when you put something together that you feel satisfied and that it is good, don't think twice before pushing that button, before putting out a blog, before pushing out a webinar that you know will help someone. You've got to manage your mind so that it doesn't create the resistance or the avoidance that perfectionism will want to indulge in. Yes, it is an indulgence because it's keeping us safe. It's an easier choice to make. Saying that it's not good enough and stopping putting things out into the world keeps you safe. And yet it also risks your chances of being able to reach the revenue goals that you want to. So overcoming perfectionism is about making a decision that you are good enough and what you're sharing in your business is more than good enough and that you'll manage those voices in your mind that are telling you anything different. All right, let's move on to the second thing that'll stop you from reaching your revenue goals this year, and that is procrastination. Now, this is a little bit different than the being paralyzed because you need it to be perfect. Procrastination is when you don't do something because of a feeling that you have that stops you. I'll be a little bit more specific. The activities that will bring you the most success are the things that are hard to do. All right. I don't mean they're hard as in you don't have the skills to do them. They're the ones that really push you out of your comfort zone. And that's a really scary place to be. Procrastination is a very common behavior that can occur when you're faced with a task that makes you feel either uncomfortable, anxious, or overwhelmed. And there's several reasons why you may procrastinate in these situations. So let's take a specific example. Let's talk about the time when you may have had a sales conversation with someone and they said they needed to think about it a little bit and you agreed that you would follow up and check in with them the following week. Let's just say that. The following week comes, you're ready to make either that phone call or, God forbid, send an email. We'll talk about that another day, but you're resisting that activity. You keep putting it off. It's on your list. It's on your to-do list, right? But you're putting it off. Why? Well, there's a fear that underlies that, a fear of rejection, a fear of failure. Most often people procrastinate when they anticipate that whatever it is they're going to be doing is going to be challenging or that they might not meet either their own or other people's expectations. And you delay that task so you can avoid the possibility of failure that's associated with these negative emotions. That is not uncommon at all. It happens all the time, and I can tell you, I'm not even immune to it. No one likes the possibility of being rejected. No one. But the more you understand that this is just part of the system, this is the way that business works. Sometimes you're getting yeses, sometimes you're going to get no's. It's not saying anything about you personally. You can understand that now, but you have to really own that in order to not procrastinate. There's another part of procrastination that comes from another very natural part of our human psyche, and that's the need for immediate gratification. There are certain things that we have on our to-do list that are not fun. They're not interesting. They just have to be done. Those types of things, again, do not generate any type of dopamine hit or excitement, right? So we find ourselves gravitating towards something else that does give us a more instant hit of that dopamine, immediate gratification. You get that from browsing online, from have you ever faced a task that you were like, oh, this is so boring. And all of a sudden you find yourself opening up a browser and taking a look at Amazon for something, right? And it's not something that's urgent or necessary. It is just a way to make yourself feel better fast. And that is another part that as a business owner, when you're procrastinating, especially on things that are important to your business in going for your revenue goals, you'll find yourself being diverted and switching over to things that are fast hits of dopamine because that's what our minds are looking for. There are certain avoidances, things that you will gravitate towards that will be more on the positive emotion side as opposed to the scary or bored side of the business. But you've got to be disciplined. So here's a success strategy for you. If you find yourself procrastinating and not getting the results you want, what I encourage my clients to do is at the beginning part of the week, I want them to create their to-do list in a very specific way. Ask them to sit down, take 1 hour, and dump everything that they can think of onto a piece of paper. Every task, everything that needs to be done from A to Z, line it all up on a piece of paper. And it's going to be a long list. Now, I want you to take that list and find the things that are, and the way I like to put it, the closest to the bottom line of making money. So look at each task and say, if I do this task, will it drive business for me? Will it get me closer to my revenue goal immediately? And circle the ones that are the closest to being able to bring you money fast. Those are the ones that you need to make your top priorities. And do the hard things first. Do them the first thing in the morning. Do them before you get into anything else. I always ask my clients to reserve 1 hour first thing every day for their high priority tasks because science has proven that when you do things first thing in the morning, you don't have the time to ruminate and delay and procrastinate on them. You just take action and get it done. And then the rest of the tasks are like dessert. They're the fun things. And just like eating a good meal before you eat dessert, do the hard things first, and then you can get to the things that are fun. And the rest of the day, you'll feel like $1 million. Understanding the reasons behind procrastination can really help you develop strategies to overcome it. If you want to break tasks into smaller, more manageable steps, you might want to set more realistic goals. You might want to seek an accountability partner and really address any of the underlying fears that you have around the tasks that are on your list. It's kind of interesting. As an entrepreneur, you are a business person. And as a business person, you have to spend your time very strategically. And so this builds a muscle of becoming someone who is a strategic business owner already. Here's the third reason why it's possible you might not make your revenue goals this year. And for me, I believe it's the biggest one. A lot of times when I talk with entrepreneurs, I ask them, hey, what's your plan this year? What is it that you're going to create for your business? What are your goals? And a lot of times they have very specific goals. I want to grow by X percent. I want to double my revenue. I want to hit this revenue goal. They have a very specific goal in mind, a target. But then when I ask, what's the plan? How are you going to reach that goal? What are the steps that are involved? Ooh, that's where it gets just a little bit fuzzy. Entrepreneurs sometimes avoid creating a detailed plan to reach the revenue goals for just a lot of different reasons. The first one is, just by nature, entrepreneurs appreciate flexibility and find themselves to be very adaptable. And I think that that's a really great quality for entrepreneurs. I want them to be flexible and to be able to adapt their strategies as they gather new information, or maybe if they come across things that are unexpected, you know, certain challenges. Yes, they have to be adaptable, but it's also super important to have a target, to know how you're going to reach that target, and to be able to measure whether or not you are moving in the right direction at the velocity that's important for your business. You see, there's a balance between adaptability and flexibility and a path that will guarantee success. The way I like to think about it is this. If you started out on a road trip and you were driving from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I said, awesome, what route are you going to take? And you're like, oh, no, I'm just going to drive and I'm sure I'll hit it. I know I'll get there sooner or later. Well, you probably will, but it'll probably be later rather than sooner because you don't have a planned route that you're going to take. That's what I'm talking about here. From my perspective, there are three different stages that it takes to move a buyer from the point that they just get to know you through the point where they are committed and willing to buy from you. And knowing who's in what stage of that process is critical to you creating consistent revenue. I'm always encouraging my clients at the first stage, which is the stage I call awareness. Do you know what your audience numbers are? Do you know how many followers you have this month on Instagram? How many subscribers this month on YouTube? And can you track month by month how you're growing that audience? Do you know how many people are on your email list? Is it growing on a regular basis? Are they opening your emails? What's your open rate for your emails? How about click-through rates? What about the click-through rates? Are your offers that you're making being embraced by people? What's your sales conversion rate? So there's metrics all the way along that path. I know it's not the sexiest part of doing business, but knowing these metrics and watching how they grow and what's working and what's not working is the only way that you are able to monitor what to do next. Where should you put your time? Time is your most precious commodity. I mean, really, is there anyone out there who is looking for things to do as an entrepreneur? Like, gosh, I wish I had something to do today, but I don't. No, there's no one out there like that. Time is your most precious commodity. And being successful in the least amount of time and effort you need to put into your business is an admirable goal to make. So when you think about your goals for your business this year, how clear are you on exactly what it's going to take to reach those goals? How many people do you need to get into sales conversations? How many programs do you need to sell in order to reach your goals? How will you find those people? These are important things for you to have documented and for you to be reviewing on a monthly basis. I always recommend that my business owners, my entrepreneurs, have a meeting with themselves. And if they have a team, awesome. Meet with the entire team once a month and talk about where you are in business and what ideas you have in order to move the metrics that are not moving at the rate you know they should. This is a smart way to run your business. Those are the three things that I was hoping to share with you today around how you can make certain that you reach your revenue goals this year. Don't reach for perfection. Good enough is good enough. Don't procrastinate. Do the things that are hard, but so satisfying when you get them done. And number three, as most important, know what you need to do. Know the metrics and know exactly what it is that will make a difference in your revenue goals this year, and do those things first. Alrighty. I hope this was a good use of time for you. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to reach out and let me know. And also, I'm here to support you. I love this stuff. And if there's anything that I can do or my team can do to make certain that you reach your revenue goals, we're here for you. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and I'll talk again soon. Okay. Well, I hope you found that to be very useful. And if you did, can I ask you a favor? Would you mind popping in a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you enjoy listening on? It really does help people find the podcast easier and have access to this information as well. I'd love to get to know you more. If there's anything I can do to support you, it would be fun to just explore around and see what that might be. Check out my website at unstoppablewomeninbusiness.com. Until then, have a great day and talk soon.